Go talking about looks like Jack Roslovic will play with he and Copper tonight. So what do you look at with Jack with those two after Blake played with them the prior game?
Again, we want Adam to have some experience with the different styles of player. There's going to be, with Brandon leaving, there's a place there. And both Andrew Kopp and Adam Lowry's game over the last few years has developed that we can now start to think about a different style player there. They're both so accomplished defensively. They create an offensive zone time. That if we can find ourselves a forward that has a skill set where he maybe can finish a little bit and create a little bit, but also be responsible defensively. And we're also exposing Jack Roslovic to a different intensity level. So there's some growth for Jack, too. Play as hard as those two guys. Bring your hands to the game, and let's see what we can do.
Those two pencil in to start the year together, Adam and
Andrew? Well, not yet. Like, it's a known for us. Right, and sometimes in these exhibition games, so I've tried different combinations to the start to get new exposure, and then you want to get to the point where start to see some chemistry. Like, just they want to play with each other. We want to get back feeling if that's what we do. So the next three or four games would be where we start moving guys back into where we think they're going to start.
We've worked out a lot this preseason on transitional defense, on gap control. Where do you see that at now?
We get a real good taste tonight because my understanding is they're bringing a big club here. There are lots of veteran players, and we'll have guys that will play in the American League in that lineup, and I'm not changing the matchup, right? I'll let them play against their top end. So it'll be a matter of even if they can't get it done, if they can't stop them, if their brain is right, if they're dialed into what we're doing, they're going to move a certain way. So that's what we're looking for tonight.
Adam called it frustrating at times to play against that.
Well, it's frustrating for practice, right? So the other side of that is you're practicing. Like I think I said yesterday, I think we've done one uncontested two-on-one. Like, we've taken all the drills out where the forwards, for the most part, are flowing easily up and down the ice because we're working on the defensive idea of it. So practice gets bogged a little bit, and it's good for them. Camp's not supposed to be fun.
Paul, you've been aware of the attention on the team, you know, outside.
Which subject are we on here right now? Which specific?
The attention on the team because of the players that aren't here.
Are we okay? So we're talking about just names, help.
Yeah, that there was pictures that surfaced last night of Bufflin at a local restaurant with some fans who said, "Oh, he told us he's playing this year." I mean, what do you read into seeing that kind of stuff?
Well, we'll use your specific words. I would never read that. I would never have seen it. Is this a news? I'm trying to be kind here. I would say nothing to anything that a fan said something to somebody and it made it on a platform such as List Them, because there's probably eight of them, right? I think there's Instagram. I have a little education for the coach here. What's out there right now?
Twitter, Instagram.
Those are the big two. Oh, come on.
Facebook, Snapchat.
Right, there's four. Who's got the fifth one? If we bring in a 20-year-old kid here that's going to get ripped off five... What's that?
TikTok.
All right. That's the young single guy back there. He doesn't want to say Tinder, right? That's what none of you guys wanted to say. I know what's going on. Hey, see you after, mister. Nothing for you.
Well, he's just out there at a restaurant.
He's eating food. Bastard. Okay, that's it. That's why I'm trying to joke around, be light, but we got your statement out. I'm not making any comments. So he's got a life. I love the guy. I sat down, had a wonderful conversation with him yesterday. It was great. That's it.
Well, when you look at the changes just overall to your blue line, what sort of opportunity do you see for some of the young guys within this organization now to take that next step?
Young guys, old guys, people coming in. I mean, we've taken... You know, today four of our six that played for us last year aren't there, but we've got some NHL guys coming in, and then we do. At the end of the day, every NHL team is putting a young guy in on the blue line, right? You're always bringing in, so it's not that unusual. We have a bigger number, but we've got Poolman and we've got Nigu who have jet experience, so they're going to come in. You know, we bring in Beteto. We got Bo added from last year. Cooley's been here. Bring in Pionk on the trade. So there's National Hockey League players there. They're just not the same names. And then we've got some youth. So our blue line isn't going to look like it looked like last year, but it's going to look a lot more like most NHL blue lines where they have a mix. They have, you know, Josh Morrissey, depending on what Buff's eating that day, Dustin Byfuglien. So we're going to have some guys who spent some time in the NHL and then some guys with a year or two and then some brand new guys, which is, that would be pretty consistent. So we're not going to be talking here this year about what we don't have. We got a, you know, a real good team now. When those two kids come here, we got a pretty powerful offensive group. We got some new guys on the blue line that are going to become readable and consistent to play. So we're going to be a good team.
Is Adam ready for a bigger role offensively this year, do you think?
Adam? Lowry. That door is open. But we had never shut that door on Adam. Oh, you mean like power play?
Yeah, or just...
Possibly. He played power. He was on the power play a couple of years ago. Yeah, I mean, you know what? Like, in our game, we don't say to a player, okay, you're an offensive player. You get to go out and score, but you're not, so you don't. At the same time, we're not taking offensive players and say, hey, we don't want you to score because you've only got to defend. That was a really brutal way of me answering the question. The door's open for all of them to put the puck in the net. We're not holding them back. I did not bring it up. I came in here and didn't say a word. So everything that's put in, it's you guys.
Where did that conversation with Dustin happen? Was it face to face?
Well, just wait, because on one of these platforms, it was face to face, and there wasn't a cell phone.
And was it here at the rink? Or?
Is that like? Does that change anything? Is that an important story? We did it outside your house in my car. You missed it. No. Who is that? Who had that beat-up Volkswagen outside your house? I think we're good here today. I think you've got enough. That's my feeling. Does anybody else need anything?
Paul, there are some changes to the rule book this year.
Yeah, there are.
I was waiting for the end.
You're talking hockey now. What the hell are you doing, Timmy?
Could you maybe share with us where you stand on the revisions to coaches challenge that it's unlimited, but now the penalty will apply to everything, including goalie interference. If you get it wrong the second time you're wrong, it's a double minor. These wrinkles are in. Where do you stand on these?
At the end result, if you get the right call on the ice, regardless of the machinations to get there, that's the good thing. I guess we would rather the opportunity to challenge a call than not. The purist says we could get rid of all of that stuff and I'd be just fine with it. And we would risk the things that happened in the playoffs last year that they got missed. I mean, that's sports. That's life. That's how I personally feel about it. You like it. Adding things on. You know what? Give us 20 games and it'll be just like it's been there for 20 years, right? But we'll get used to it. The players will get used to it. I applaud the idea. Let's try to put in checks and balances so that in the most critical time, in the Stanley Cup final, if something like this happens, there's a remedy, and we can get it right. So I'm good with it.
Just going back to the defense, are you comfortable where they're at, these young guys are at? Like, if we were to go into the season tomorrow.
Okay. So you're asking me a question that I can't answer because we're not. Now, if I was uncomfortable with it, would I tell you the truth? Would I tell you that? So then I wouldn't want to lie to you about it. I like the attention to detail to the five-man defensive game, and that's where we're going with this, right? We're going to a place that we've lost some experience off our blue line. We've got to buy these guys time in our game to get that experience and win hockey games at the same time. So that's why the focus of camp is where it is. It had two pieces to it. The one we needed to go there. If everybody came back the same from last year, we'd be running the exact same camp. With the idea that we could do it differently. So we have different personnel.